Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Estella, E-S-T-E-L-L-A, Martinez. As you know, I've previously evaluated Ms. Martinez as described in my report of 5-5-21. She is now a 53-year-old woman who again reports an acute traumatic injury at work on 10-14-17, along with an occupational claim from 2018 through the present. She relates that since evaluated here, she underwent left shoulder surgery, but is no longer receiving any active treatment. She denies any interim injuries. New paragraph. As per the records provided that were not previously available, she was seen on 3-7-22 by Dr. Cetel, C-E-T-E-L, She was a new patient referred by her primary care physician. She had neck pain for years. That was on and off. She also gets headaches and pain radiating to her shoulders at times. She was advised she has arthritis and herniated discs. She had therapy and cortisone injections, the latter of which helped a little bit. She also tried naproxen and Flexeril in the past, which did help, but she did not get refills. She is now taking meloxicam, which is not helping. Dr. Cetel discussed how her pain was myofascial in nature without concern for nerve irritation or disc herniation based upon exam. He recommended therapy and a home exercise program. She had prior rotator cuff repair on the right and has a full thickness tear on the left. She had a prior cervical and lumbar hernia disc that were diagnosed. She was going to start a yoga program. She was taking gabapentin. She was referred for additional x-rays. She did undergo cervical spine x-rays on 3-11-22 to be inserted here. On 3-15-22, she underwent an MRI of the left shoulder to be inserted here. On 5-18-22, she underwent an MRI of the lumbar spine to be inserted here. In paragraph, Ms. Martinez continued to see Dr. Cetel and his colleagues over the next many months. On 8-8-22, Dr. Bui, B-U-I, performed left shoulder arthroscopy, limited debridement, distal clavicle excision, subacromial decompression, rotator cuff repair, with Regenitron graft placement, subpectoral bicep tenodesis and PRP injection. Postoperative diagnoses were left shoulder, high-grade long head of the biceps tear, chronic rotator cuff tear, AC joint arthritis, and subacromial impingement. She also participated in physical therapy on the dates described. New paragraph on 9-7-22. She was seen by pain specialist Dr. Falcon, F-A-L-C-O-N, complaining of low back pain with left radicular symptoms for the last 6 to 7 years. She last had physical therapy about 2 months ago and had injections in the past with some benefit. She presented with interest in further injection therapy. Dr. Falcon noted her course of treatment and numerous diagnostic studies to date. She rendered assessments of low back pain, comma, intervertebral disc displacement, comma, radiculopathy, comma, cervicalgia, comma, shoulder pain, for which he discussed various treatment options, including injections. She discussed various treatment options, including injections. Period. At follow-up on 11-2-22, she prescribed gabapentin and cyclobenzaprine and was to consider lumbar epidural steroid injection. Period. On 11-30-22, she denied any side effects from these medications. Paired Dr. Falcon saw her running through 2-22-23. Period. She remained widely symptomatic. Period. Dr. Falcon again reviewed the lumbar MRI of 5-18-22. Period. She was to consider a cervical spine MRI. Period. Her medications were refilled. Period. They discussed interventional procedures, but she wanted a closer location. Period. New paragraph. Throughout the course of treatment described, she continued to be seen by Dr. Sattel and his colleagues through 3-16-23. Period. She was status post Pez, Ansarine, bursitis injections at each knee 2 weeks earlier. Period. This significantly helped her symptoms. She had been able to work out on the elliptical at the gym without significant discomfort. Period. She was allowed to perform activities as tolerated. Period. They discussed the potential for symptom recurrence. Period. However, all of her symptoms at this time were not affecting her activities. Period. She would return on an as-needed basis. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed healed open surgical scarring about the right anterior shoulder as well as at the left axilla and elbow. There was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Motion of both shoulders was somewhat limited. Period. Abduction right was 165 degrees and left 155 degrees with bilateral flexion to 160 degrees. All with complaints of tenderness. Period. Motion of the shoulders, elbows, wrists, and fingers was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Paired manumuscle testing yielded breakaway weakness and left elbow flexion. Paired shoulder external rotation on the right was 5+, and on the left was 4+. Paired strength was otherwise 5/5. She was tender to palpation about the left lateral epicondyle, but there was none on the right. Shoulder maneuvers were deferred at her request. Extremities lowered, inspection revealed the left shin was bruised along its medial proximal aspect and the mid-level anteriorly. Period. This area was tender to palpation. Period. Manumuscle testing was 4+, and ratchet-like resisted right plantar flexor strength was otherwise 5/5. She was tender at the right fifth distal metatarsal, but there was none on the left. Cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. She changed positions fluidly and was able to squat to 50 degrees, complaining of left knee tenderness. Period. She anticipates undergoing a cortisone injection there in the next month. Period. see Pine Street Liquors maneuver on the right at 80 degrees and left at 70 degrees elicited only hip tenderness, but no low back or radicular complaints. Period. Impressions. Estella Martinez continues to claim an acute traumatic injury at work on 10-14-17, followed by occupational injuries. She has undergone extensive diagnostic workup and course of treatment, as noted in my prior report, as well as above, period. She now weighs 156 pounds, but previously weighed in at 181 pounds, period. We will insert what is marked from my previous impressions section. In paragraph, since evaluated here, she underwent further diagnostic testing by way of MRI studies. Here she also underwent another surgery on the left shoulder to be inserted here. Here she also saw a pain specialist and had physical therapy. Here, Dr. Sattel and his colleagues deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement as of 3/16/23. Paired in the paragraph, the current exam found there to be decreased range of motion about both shoulders, precluding provocative maneuvers. Period. She did not require a handheld assistive device for ambulation. Paired straight leg raise maneuvers elicited only hip tenderness, but no low back or radicular complaints. Paired neural tension signs were negative. Paired provocative maneuvers at the neck and low back were negative. Paired in the paragraph, my opinions relative to permanency and causation remain the same, except for an increase in the level of disability at the left shoulder, accounting for her more recent surgery. Period. End.